Hi there, you're listening to Camille Parle Sexe, your sexual wellness podcast. I am Camille Bataillon, clinical sexologist, and in this podcast, I want to give you la crème de la crème in sexology. With my guest or on my own, we will reflect together on sexuality, human relationship, and every aspect of intimacy to give you the best of sex education. I hope to inspire you in your intimacy and put some glitter in your sexuality. Alors, bienvenue! Hello, hello, I hope you had a wonderful May month. So, today for this episode, I am super excited to receive on the show Geneviève Lejeune. She is the founder of Skirt Club, private members club for bi-curious and bisexual women. With 20,000 members globally, the club embodies a movement towards women putting their sexual pleasure first. In this conversation, we talk about how Geneviève started this club, why she did it, for who this club is, and how, if it's our first time coming to this club, what we can expect, what we should wear, what we should do, not do. She's gonna explain all of this. We're talking about safe sex, pleasure, orgasm, fun. It's a wonderful conversation. I hope you will enjoy as much as I did. Geneviève, bienvenue sur Camille Parle Sexe.
Merci bien.
Well, it's been a long time since we are chatting on LinkedIn and I discover what you are doing. You are the founder of Skirt Club, so we'll talk about it. But first, can you tell us where do you live and how's your day as a founder of Skirt Club?
Thank you, Camille. I'm Geneviève Lejeune and I'm living in Miami, USA. Although, as you can hear from my accent, I'm from the UK, British born and bred, but have been living in America now for 8 years. It's very sunny here in Miami, and it's always a beautiful day at the beach. It's a great place to live, and I'm very lucky.
Nice. So I was saying, like, you are the CEO of and founder of Skirt Club. First, can you tell us a bit more of what is it and why did you create this place?
Skirt Club is a community for bi-curious and bisexual women. We have 20,000 members. It's very global. We started in London, but now we offer events all over the world in 18 different cities.
And even Paris now.
Even Paris. And I'm so thrilled to finally get to Paris. We are hosting our first signature party in Paris, April 29th. So I will be there to host the party. And it's a very exciting time for us.
Nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to go to one of your events, but sadly in April I will be moving out and but there's much more events that gonna take place, so you can check on the website that I can put on the short notes, so please have a view on the website. But so why did you decide to create this community, this global community, like why for bi-curious and bisexual women?
Because I am one, and who better to know. So I began this club because I needed something myself. I was looking to meet women like me who liked both men and women, and were looking to make friends who could understand one another better. That was difficult to find. I had been to some gay clubs, lesbian clubs. I didn't fit in, and I couldn't find other women who felt the same way. It was almost too taboo. And as if there were, and there was, a lot of stigma attached to bisexuality that a lot of women didn't want to own the label. So there were two problems.
Tennis.
Yeah, so I began the club really to help women to feel comfortable about their sexuality, to be open about it, to share their feelings and their fears, and to confide in one another. And so it really began as a strong community for friendship. Of course, it did flourish into something more, with some of our events becoming very sexy indeed, which is, I think, what Skirt Club is most famous for. At least that's what the press like to talk about. Hey, it's, yes, very, very sexy.
Yes, and it's, so for people who don't know, because then, of course, we can go to the website and we see it's very sexy, it's like, I want to go there. I mean, for me, it was like when I see the video, when I see the website, I'm like, wow, I want to go there just because I'm curious. And I'm also think that everyone is bi at some point. But it's interesting because so you were saying like you try, you know, you were interesting, you were curious about it. So you try, you know, a gay club, lesbian club, but you felt like you didn't really fit. You felt like
I don't know if it's you felt like people were maybe more confident in their sexuality to go there, and you felt like, hey, I don't know where I can go in a club or in a network where people feeling the same way. How did it started, really?
Well, I found a lot of women who felt the same way as me. And quite honestly, I felt like the only girl in the world for a long time, maybe 10 years. I felt very lonely in my sexuality as I had nobody to identify with. And I had known since I was 23 that I liked women and men, but I kept it a secret because I didn't want to be judged. And I didn't want my friends to think that there was more than just friendship between us, which is crazy, right? But, you know, it's the first thing you think of as a woman. Oh, well, is she just my friend or is she here for another reason? And as much as that sounds like no, but it does go through their minds. So I kept it a secret for a long time.
Oh, yes, to your female friends, like you were worried that they might think, if they know this, they might think, oh, actually, if she's flirting with me or just a friend, like, yes.
Exactly. So I was very scared to admit my feelings, even to myself. So for 10 years, I said nothing. And then when I was 35, I decided I had met one or two friends in London who were like-minded. And I had met them at a play party in London. So, and I had gone there really with that intention to meet women like myself. So I began some new friendships and they encouraged me to begin Skirt Club. And they were the first members. And then they invited their friends who invited their friends who invited their friends. And through word of mouth, we built this community. And it's a beautiful, it's a very safe place where you can just be honest about how you feel and be accepted, which is very important for women.
Yes, and tell us more, because you are talking about like you need to be a member to be part of this community. And once you are a member, like what do you get access to, like how it works?
Right. So to become a member, you just sign up online. It's a very short application form. And then you're part of an online community. So join the website, start a profile, begin messaging other members who live in your city or elsewhere. You might be going on holiday and wish to meet some new friends. I do have members who, and this is no joke, they buy a round the world ticket and they schedule the dates to coordinate with Skirt Club parties. So they make a big global trip.
And you know, when I was seeing you on your website, all the events, I was like, oh, London, San Francisco, Miami, all these kind of things, Paris. I was like, oh, yes, you just want to do all around the globe and go to the events. And so, okay, so it's a community. And you were talking about friendship. You were talking also, it's sexy. So what is this exactly? Like for who this club is, you know, like, is it for just, if we want just friendship, is it possible? Do we need to be sexual?
Yeah, this is very important because there really is no pressure here. I wanted to create a very safe environment where you could express yourself without feeling pushed into doing anything.
Good. Yeah.
The reason why this is so important to me, and by the way, this is the second reason I started the club, is because I felt women often try to please others first. So they don't put their own happiness first, they put yours or their partners or, as women, their children, their sisters, their friends. You know, we fill so many roles as women that we often neglect our own feelings. It's such a beautiful trait, but then it's so, at the same time, harmful because we don't fill our own cup. And I like to think of Skirt Club as a place that's super indulgent for you to come and feel good about yourself and to take something for you. What are your needs? What are your desires? Have you ever asked yourself, you know, we don't stop to think about being in touch with our own body and what feeds our soul, or what really nourishes us, especially from a sexual standpoint. So instead of trying to please our partner's needs, maybe we could sit with ourselves and come to a Skirt Club party alone. So there's nobody you know there, just to sit with yourself and check in. Hey, how does that make me feel? You know, did I love that conversation? Did I like the way she touched me? Did I like the way we connected with our eyes, with our lips? You know, just sensing what it is that really generates you into new energy. And I wanted that for women. I wanted them to remember themselves in all the chaos that it is to be a woman.
Wow, nicely said. I love it. And it's, as you were saying, is a movement like for women, like putting their sexual pleasure first, putting themselves first, because in the society we are, usually like thinking for others first, or in sexuality, you know, like pleasing the other ones and forgetting actually, what do we want? What do I want? You know, what do I need? Mm. You know, can I ask for what I want? Can I ask for what I need? And you were saying like, this place is the perfect place to practice this.
It is. And we're not used to it. We're really not. I meet a lot of women, obviously, and they're very awkward and nervous about, is this selfish? Am I greedy? You know, I asked my husband for permission and he encouraged me and I feel so grateful to him. I'm like, darling, it's your right. Mm. You know, it's your rite of passage. Men have never questioned whether they are entitled to pleasure. They just take it. Mm-hmm. So your turn.
And so in this place, it's only women, right? There's no, you don't bring your partner, for example, your male partner, for example.
Correct. Absolutely. No men are allowed and never will be. This is a sacred place for women only. It's run by women, women who have been members for the first time once and know exactly how you feel. And we are very good at taking care of first timers. I mean, I would say that was really our niche. We know how to guide you on a first time experience. We recognize how nervous you're feeling. Yes. And we'll take special care for anyone coming to an event for the first time. And you'll know who that is because when you arrive at the party, one of the hostesses, they will tie a little key to your wrist. Mm. And you'll see at the party who's there for the first time. And usually that's quite the majority, like 60% are our first time. It's always a very high majority. So you feel comfortable knowing that it's not just you, that you're in the same boat as somebody else. And then you can be nervous together. Yes.
Well, I feel really reassured and maybe it can help also the audience. Let's imagine, because, you know, you invited me to one of your party and I was like, okay, but actually, if I think about it, I don't think I can go alone. I need to bring a friend along, but I don't know who. So let's say it's my first time. Can you say, you already say a bit, but let's say, okay, I want to go to the event. What are the steps yet that you're going to, you know, guide me through?
Well, first of all, I would encourage you to come alone and not invite your friend. Okay. Your friend is probably not bisexual and doesn't want to be there. So leave her at home.
Let's forget.
Yes. also, this is about you and your journey. Your friend cannot help you. You have to get in touch with yourself and you have to recognize your own feelings. So to do that, you need to be very centered in what it is that you're looking for, and recognize that feeling as yourself and then honor it. So you're going to prepare for the party. The party probably has a theme.
Just before the team, can you tell me like what should I wear? Because that was my other question. You know, I see on the website, sexy woman wearing like very nice lingerie. I don't know if I want to wear lingerie. How should I get dressed?
So I always recommend something sexy underneath, but a dress on top so that you have a choice here. We really don't want you to feel any pressure to remove any clothing. So please come dressed like you would like to be all night. I always say dress up to dress down. So you have an option. But typically, I would say some sexy lingerie underneath a very sexy dress with a coat, and then you have options through the evening. But it really is whatever makes you comfortable. There's typically a theme, so keep that in mind. We put a Pinterest board on the event page on the website so you can check what kind of ideas we recommend. But on the whole, it's women love getting dressed up. And I will tell you, women will dress with more intensity for another woman than she will for a man, because we notice the details. And we're also very good with the compliments.
Yes, and it feels good also giving compliments, you know, between women as well. It feels different when it's said by a woman.
I think it's genuine and heartfelt, because she understands the effort and time you've taken to create that look.
Mm. So there's a team, and then you were talking about the bracelet for the first people coming, right? Like if it's a new world, like we have a sort of bracelet, then we can really see inside, oh, actually, you know, I'm not the only one being there for the first time, and I can connect more easily to someone just saying, oh, it's your first time as well.
That's right. It's a bracelet with a key. I call it the key to the gates of heaven, because that's what it feels like, right? But you're definitely entering for the first time. And I know a lot of our members, they keep the key and they hang it on the mirror or the bed post to remind themselves of something they did that was very courageous and probably changed their lives for a little bit.
So the key is just a symbolism and you just leave it somewhere where you feel right for you?
Yeah, like a memento.
Nice. So I arrived there, like there's white music, you were talking about discussions, and can you immerse me into the experience? I know it would be different, people have to try, but to have an idea.
Okay, so you will arrive alone at the party. Often the address is a secret, so you'll only know about it the day before. And at the door to enter, there will be a team of hostesses who will guide you to hang your coat, to check your ticket, and to tie the bracelet. Another hostess will take you through into the party, and here that you will be introduced to the other members and offered a glass of champagne. Our hostesses will ensure that you have great conversation flowing and keep checking on you every so often to introduce you to another member, that you quickly get to know all of the other guests. And the evening will begin approximately an hour later when we kick off with a burlesque performance. So you'll notice the music changes and she will enter and she will give a stunning, startling performance, I'm sure. Typically, there are a few words given either by myself or whoever is the representative for that city. And she will welcome everybody and thank you for coming and being brave and courageous on this occasion. And nice to meet all of your new friends. We will also give some rules around the consent for the evening to recognize that no means no. And just some general housekeeping about how to conduct the party. And then we'll begin with some games. So typically we play Spin the Bottle and Body Tequila, which is one of my favorite. We invented it at Skirt Club, where we ask one of the guests to lay down on the table in her lingerie, and two other guests will sit either side of her, and they will line her body with salt. I will put the lime in her mouth, and they must race, licking the salt down the tequila and kiss the lime from her mouth. And then the winner is next on the table, and we go a few rounds like this. And eventually, of course, everyone begins to disrobe and the party gets into full swing. There's lots of kissing, flirting, chatting, and sometimes there's more in the bedrooms. But you can expect typically about 100 women at one of these events, which is quite a sight in lingerie and hot murmurs, which is where the evening usually ends at around 2 a.m.
And is it like in just one big room, or are there like private rooms if you want some intimacy?
So typically we use somebody's home because it's more intimate, and it helps also, I think, our guests feel relaxed in a home. It's something they're very familiar with. So there's a lot of bedrooms. So there's lots of different rooms to explore. Yes.
And when you were saying like these 100 women, I was trying to imagine it, like, what is the age? Why? What they want to discover? Like, but first, the age. Yeah, how old do you know the people are? Like, usually, if you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. There's no age limit to our membership. However, I would say that the majority of our guests coming to the parties are sort of in their late 20s, all the way through to mid 40s, and that tends to be the majority. On the website, of course, there are all ages from 18 to 65, but the ones attending the events tend to be sort of like in their 30s.
Around 30s. And like the oldest woman that you had in your club, do you know?
Yeah, I've met her. She came to an event once in New York. It's great. She's a powerhouse. Don't underestimate New York. There are a lot of like powerful older women there that you would be very enchanted to meet. They are not shy.
Yeah, and I think it feels great. So I don't know what was her age, like if she was 50, 60, 70, more, if you know, but I feel like as a 30-year-old woman, to see another woman that is maybe double my age enjoying her sex life, being powerful, I think it's a great model, you know, giving permission that you can enjoy your intimacy life at any age.
Exactly. It never ends. And for women especially, you know, our orgasms just get stronger as we get older.
Yeah, so it was great exercise of you like telling us how it works and immersing us into the experience, because I think it really helps people. Because a website is one thing, but you know, we all coming from sometimes fears and desires, but sometimes fears can, you know, be above the desires and we don't know exactly. So I think what you are explaining is very reassuring for people also to hear. So thank you for this.
Yeah, and we have a big team to take care of you. I know that I'd recognize that this is extremely nerve-wracking for a lot of women to go to an event on their own, you know, to a place where they don't know anybody, to do something they've never done for the first time. You know, these are all the things that your mother tells you not to do. So
not only mothers.
And I'm asking you to do that. Right. So, you know, I recognize there's a huge responsibility on our behalf to ensure you have a calm, safe experience. So I really do emphasize that. And I take a lot of care in nurturing you through that journey.
And you are talking about like safe experience. Me, I'm thinking also about safe sex. If it happens, you know, you were talking about kisses, maybe something more can happen, oral sex or whatever, penetrative sex. Is it also some words regarding like, you know, safe sex or like condoms or lube or how it works?
Yep. So we provide dental dams, condoms and lube of different varieties, but for you to try lots of different things, nice. Right? And at the beginning of the evening, when I give my speech, I will take out a dental dam and I will demonstrate how it works. So I show that it's very stretchy, that it has a flavor. I like the strawberry one. And you put it between your lips and hers. And this is how you practice safe sex for oral pleasure.
I think it's very important because it's one thing to deliver offering, you know, condoms, lube, but showing and demonstrating as you are doing, right in front of them at the beginning of the party, then everyone knows we can do it. It's a permission again, like we can use it. And if we have oral sex, we should use like the dig dentaire. I just know it in the French word. We should use it because she showed us and we have the permission to use it. So it's amazing that you're doing this.
Yeah. Also, I want to make it normal. I want to, I know there's a lot of fear around the unknown. So if I just make fun of it and show how regular it is for me to stretch it and use it and lick it, then you can too. Like, it's perfectly fine.
And you feel comfortable also because I guess for some women, it's maybe their first experience with other women and using it as a first time. So it's also like giving permission that it's okay, you know, we try and we practice.
Yeah, and have fun with it. It's an experiment and it's a way of adventure, you know, and nothing to be ashamed of. It's just fun. And women are allowed to have fun, you know, it's perfectly okay.
Yes, yes, please, some fun in our life, especially in sex. Sometimes I hear more in women in sessions, like they are sometimes too serious, you know, and they say it, I'm too serious about sex. I don't have fun anymore. Like, I have so many responsibility at home with the kids, with the house, that when it's regarding sex, I'm still serious. I don't know how to have fun anymore. And I think it's very sad sometimes.
Yeah, often we get into, you know, especially in relationships, we start to see it as a chore or something that has to be done versus for pleasure. And this is an interesting way Scott Club can really revive a long-term relationship. It's something for her that he's not involved with. And I think it brings a certain lightness back to her playful energy when she returns home. We have a lot of men who recommend us to their wives.
Wow.
Because they want her to feel her again. And when she's, you know, especially when she's had a baby or she's got children that she's very caring for, you know, it's important to get out of that mindset and go do something that's a little indulgent. And it has a ripple effect through to the bedroom when she gets home. And he clearly benefits from that.
Yeah. And I think it's also sometimes the, how to say, like, to be careful about this, because as we were saying, you know, like, it's a pleasure first, but sometimes when it's a man saying these kind of things or saying you should try, you know, it can bring also pressure on the woman. And also he can say he proposes with something behind, more something for benefiting himself and not herself. And this is not what we want necessarily.
Correct. Correct. And it's a fine line. And I do warn women about that. I'm like, be prepared for the negotiation because he is proposing something, but don't think it's 100% innocent. Like, men are men at the end of the day.
Yeah. And probably you might have also some men saying, I would like to come just to see, I would like to experience it as well. Am I invited? Right?
The list is long. If you saw my emails, like, and my Twitter feed especially, it's always men. hey, please, can I come? I'll be security. I'll do the bar. I'll stand in the back. No one will notice. I'll be wearing a dress. Like, how will they see me? I'm just going to watch. I won't do anything, I promise.
Well, watch is already, doesn't make, you know, a woman comfortable. And as you say, you want a safe place. And yeah. And it's a place for a woman, period. So you know what you have to do about it. And for the people who comes for the first time, like, do you have their feedback? Like, what do they tell you after their first experience?
Oh, I do love this part. Yeah. I love this part the most. Typically, it's like a Monday morning after a Saturday night event, when I'll get an email from a member who's just got to work, and she's like in the middle of her day, and she's like, finding it very hard to concentrate because at the weekend I did this thing with you that has blown my mind. And now I feel like a different person. I am extremely confident in the way I'm handling my workday. And for some reason, I feel changed. There's a lot of messaging around, yes, finally, my turn, my pleasure, my confidence, my life. I'm going to put me first. And that ripples through to all areas of life, just having that additional confidence that women generally lack. It's a great way for me, especially, to see women and men equalize. You know, we talk about equality. In some ways we have it, in other ways we don't.
Oh, we talk about the orgasm gap as well.
As well. I think women's confidence is what is lacking in making us a truly equal world. We may have equal rights legally in many countries, but ultimately women don't ask for what they want. They wait. They wait to be offered. We haven't got time for that anymore. You know, we really need to step up and tell people what we want and then take it because men have been doing that for centuries, and for some reason they have no problem with it, but we're still here. And a lot of that is the way we were socialized, you know, as young girls. We were taught to speak only when spoken to. I was, especially growing up in a very traditional family in Britain. But I saw a huge change in myself when I started running Skirt Club. I was very different. And I worked in finance, a very male environment. So I was often a little timid, a little quiet, a little afraid to speak up. And that vanished as soon as I stepped into being myself, becoming myself in my own sexuality and not being ashamed of it anymore. I mean, that really was a game changer for me. Not just having, you know, sex at a sex party, but owning myself.
The freedom.
Really, really changed. Yeah. It was something really clicked into gear. And I think that's really the purpose of life, to know who you are and become it, and then just do it and stop finding excuses for that. I really stop caring what people think too. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, I have questions about this, but I wanted just to go back to what you were saying. Like, we should take it with consent, right? Maybe take it in a different way than men. Some men were taking it, right? But we take it, we speak up, we take it, we think about ourselves, and the change is actually the freedom. I think the permission to just be who you want to be and live this crazy sexy lifestyle or sexy intimacy if you want to, but just feel free to live it. So I think it's a very important messages as well. And my questions was, you were talking about, like, you know, you were raised in a very different environment, and I was wondering if you, I guess yes, but if your family know about what you are doing and what they think about it.
They know, you know, but for the first 2 years of running Skirt Club, I didn't tell anybody, not my family, not my friends. I didn't really know how to explain it. Also, I didn't expect Skirt Club to become so successful as quickly as it did. I was still working in finance and I had a day job, and this was something I did at the weekend. So when it first was reported, you know, in the press, I think we were in Elle magazine first, and then that quickly went to Marie Claire and Cosmo, and a lot of the newspapers took it in London. And it became very quickly famous, and I had an explosion of new members, and I had to quit my day job and do this full time instead. So it came as a surprise to me. But then you know, there was a big article in the Sunday Times, which is a newspaper my parents subscribed to. So I had to go home one weekend and explain that there was this weekend there was going to be a delivery and the newspaper that they read was going to feature me. And I was going to have to explain first my sexuality and second that I ran a club for women like myself. And they had a shock.
They had a shock. Yes, I mean, probably completely something completely new. And I think it's good that you, when you know, to told them before they read it on the newspaper, because I think you know they could have, yeah, deal having a heart attack just seeing like you know your daughter and like oh wow okay she's doing this and completely.
They were hoping that I was going to get married and have children and be happy ever after, but instead I chose a different path.
And then you are happy in this path.
Very happy. I am myself. So that's all that matters.
Nice. Very nice. This is what we're all looking at the end, like just to be yourself, as we were saying. I had a question also. I don't know if you find a difference in terms of pleasure or high self-esteem between, you know, straight woman, bi woman or lesbian woman. You know, if you find a difference in terms of pleasure. Or permission, maybe, I don't know.
Well, there was that interesting... I do recall that report about the orgasm gap, hey, that women have less orgasms overall compared to men. But surprise factor, lesbian women seem to have the most. So they clearly know what they're doing.
They were not taking in consideration by women. In this study, they could have maybe do a research about it.
I can definitely offer them some insight there. I can tell you at Scott Club parties, I'm hearing the sound of orgasm all night. Effectively, the scene after midnight, the scene is very much an orgy, and 100 women, practically naked, writhing in the darkness with the sound of orgasm. It's quite a sound. It's something I would love to record one day, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, and it's also powerful to be in a room of other women, other people, but other women having an orgasm, right? It's sometimes even, I don't know if you feel like it. I'm sharing this because I've been practicing when I was in America, orgasmic meditation, which is mindfulness practice that you practice with another person. So it's one has a vulva and the other one can have a vulva or a penis. And it's just stroking the clitoris for 15 minutes. And usually what we were doing over there, it was practicing with a lot of different people in the same room. You know, it could have been 100 people also at that time. And you hear the sounds of orgasm. And I loved it because it felt sometimes we were all in sync, you know, like there's a silence. And suddenly when someone's starting to moan, another one is starting to moan. I mean, it's like a choreography kind of. I felt it was very powerful, just this.
Yeah, it takes you to another place. And it's hypnotic. It's beautiful.
It's very beautiful. And recording, why you would like to record? Just because it's, as you said, magic is something, it's beautiful, and maybe it can also help people to just feel free also to feel what they need to feel, why is that?
It's something wild about women in free play and orgasm. They're at their core center of nature, and it's authentic, it's real, it's how we're meant to be. None of what society is requiring us to be, you know, it rips away all of those falsehoods of pretense, and it's just so real. It's really engaging, and it'll hit you right here because it calls you to become a wild woman. And often a skirt club party once in a book called Untrue by Wednesday Martin. It describes a skirt club party like bonobos in the wild. You know, bonobos, yes, like
very sexual,
right? So very, very free. no consideration for, you know, whether the partner is male or female. It doesn't really matter. Everyone's just wild and happy. And
so right now you are just launching in Paris. Like, what are your projects, you know, for the 5 years, you know, for Skirt Club? Do you have any visions for it?
I have huge visions for Skirt Club. You know, it's already been 9 years since we began the first party. And my vision then was what we have today, this wild, free, you know, luxury event where women are free to be themselves without the prying eyes of men.
How does it feel?
To let loose.
9 years later, you're there where you were dreaming of.
Yeah, I honestly, no one is more surprised than me. But I feel very proud to have created this liberating space for women who deserved it more than anybody else. It has been a movement. I see women become alive again in this element. And for the future, obviously, I want to continue that. But I want to take it around the world in a way that's not just major cities, because not everybody can get there. So not just Paris, but all over France. And we are building a new app to allow that, so that women can connect anytime, any place, and meet up if they wish, but also come to events in smaller towns and cities, which are more social, but allow you to create community and recognize one another.
Get more access to it, because you know as how it can feel for people to live this experience, and you want to spread it to anyone, not just only people living in a big city that also need to have fun and have an adult playground.
We all deserve it. I mean, we need that space for ourselves to remember who we are, so we don't get lost in helping others too much.
And if there's one thing you would like to tell people, or maybe like the bisexual woman or woman who does not know that they are bi, like one thing that you would like to tell them.
Don't be ashamed. It's perfectly natural. And I would imagine about at least 90% of women are at least curious about another woman. So it really is the majority. And yeah, you're part of it.
Merci Geneviève. Thank you very much for your time.
De rien.